Monday, March 28th, 2014, meeting of the Transportation and Public Safety Committee Policy Committee. And we have one bill in front of us, and that's Senate File 2867, Senator Kent, graduated driver licensing requirement modifications.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to present Senate File 2867. Very briefly, I would like to start by offering an oral amendment.
All right.
It is very simple. It is on line 4.6. Delete the number 50 and change it to 40.
All right. Senator Kent moves to change the number 50 on line 4.6 to the number 40. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill represents another positive step in the graduated teen license process that was initiated in 2008. Those measures aimed at better supporting teen drivers in this stage of life and while they're building their driving skills has been associated with declines in crashes, injuries, and fatalities. Senate File 2867 would provide two additional aspects of support. First, it raises the amount of supervised driving time for permit holders to 50 hours, bringing Minnesota policy in alignment with the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration guidelines. Second, it creates an optional enhancement for those supervised hours. Teen permit holders have to complete these hours, usually with the parent, but with some qualified primary driving supervisor, which is defined here in Section 1. This bill would give the parents or supervisors the option of completing a 90-minute educational program to support their young driver's education, and by doing that, the 50-hour requirement would be reduced to 40. This program is video-based. It's no cost to the families or the supervisors who are doing it, and these kinds of classes show significant improvement in parents' knowledge of various driving laws. And we've had conversation in this committee about the value of exposure to those of us who've been driving for some time to have a refresher course of some variety, and that's exactly what this does. It helps parents who are helping their kids learn to be familiar with what current laws are, to be particularly familiar with some of the aspects of the graduated license, you know, driving at nighttime, texting laws, how many passengers you can have at what stage, that kind of thing. It is confusing. None of us have been exposed to that for the most part because these happened since we were learning to drive, so it's really helpful, and it has shown significant benefit. Senate File 2867 is supported by the Minnesota Driver and Traffic Safety Education Association, the Department of Public Safety, and the Office of Traffic Safety. Here with me today on behalf of DPS, we have Pat McCormick, the Director of Driver and Vehicle Services, and Donna Berger, also from DPS in the Office of Traffic Safety.
Great. Thank you, Senator Kent. Who would like to go first?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. For the record, Pat McCormick with Driver and Vehicle Services. Driver and Vehicle Services, as you know, has been working with the department on a novice driver task force, and at that meeting we have stakeholders that are involved in driver education, and Representative Norton, the House author, came to discuss this legislation with the task force, who does endorse the legislation. We have a large group of driver educators that are participating, as well as members from the PTA Association and parents that are involved. And one of the things that we've talked about in terms of our driver testing is that currently we have a 39% fail rate for road tests right now. And the statewide fail rate is 30, and that's in the metro area. And the statewide fail rate across the state is 35%. A lot of our teen drivers are taking the test 2 to 3 times before they're passing. And so we believe that this graduated driver license changes that Senator Kent is offering would be very helpful in terms of improving the training that and education that the teens are getting before they get their driver's license.
All right. Thank you. Questions, members? All right, Ms. Berger, welcome.
And Mr. Chair, if I may very quickly, I misspoke, and Ms. Berger helpfully pointed out my error. The program is a classroom-based program. It does include a video component. So,
All right.
Ms. Berger.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Donna Berger. I'm the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Department of Public Safety. Experts on young driver behavior agree that effective parent involvement makes a difference in reducing young drivers. So the Department of Public Safety Office of Traffic Safety have developed this hour-and-a-half-long class for parents and their soon-to-be drivers, which we now call Point of Impact. The goal of the Point of Impact class is to increase parent awareness of teen driving risks and Minnesota teen driver laws, increase parental understanding of the strong influence they have on their teen driver's behavior, and provide information and tools parents can use to help support their teen in driving safely. The Point of Impact program is designed to be implemented in conjunction with driver education. The class includes law enforcement and other community members that are concerned with teen driver safety issues. We've been piloting this program, so the program is ready to go. It does include a video with three crash stories at the beginning, and it's been in 2012 and 2013, and it's been extremely successful. 99.5% of the parents said they will use the information to help their teen become a safer driver, and 98.5% would recommend the class to other parents. That's all I have. If you have any questions.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Berger. Questions, Senator Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see the section here. It's in Section 5. Can you just is this something that is going to be required of parents to take this class in conjunction, or, and sorry if I might have missed it, or is this something that they can take if they choose to?
Senator Kent.
Mr. Chair and Senator Osmek, it is absolutely optional. There's an incentive that the driver permit holder would have a 10-hour less requirement in their supervised driving to get their license, but it is absolutely optional.
All right. Thank you. Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Ms. Dosland, my wife regularly tells me I could use some driver instruction. The question is, for those not involved in, you know, the student driving situation, would this video, it probably obviously available to anybody that wants to look at it, right? Without regard to whether or not you've got a student within a driver's training situation.
Mr. Chair, Senator Senjum, the video itself is only 8 minutes long, and it's a story of three crash stories that involve teen drivers. So, yes, it is available, but it is really focused on the crashes. The video itself doesn't have the educational component about the driving laws and such.
Okay.
Oh, we should have the video here in this committee. maybe we should have the class.
Mr. Chair, anyone's invited to attend the class.
All right. Senator Kent.
And Mr. Chair and members, I would mention that Valerie Dosland, who represents the, I'm going to get my alphabet soup here messed up, the Minnesota Driver and Traffic Safety Education Association is here, but in the spirit of being expeditious, she's available for questions. So.
All right. I see Ms. Dosland texting.
Not driving, texting,
she's
but not driving.
All right. Anything further, members or Senator Kent? All right. Senator Kent, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would move Senate File 2867 be recommended to pass.
As amended.
As amended. Thank you.
Referred to the floor.
And move to the floor.
All right. Anything further, members? All in favor of the Kent motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. And members, we are adjourned.
Let's stick around
because we're going to reconvene as finance
right now.
Okay. So